Thank you, Mr. Parrish. I'm kind of in a box here. But good morning to all of you, and welcome anybody. We do have some visitors here. One, which is my son. So welcome back, Mark. He's been at EBC, so he has not been here in Cambridge very much recently. Well, here we are, November of 2013. I couldn't help but notice that last hymn kind of fit right in what I wanted to talk about. But this past week marked several things, you know, several anniversaries. On Tuesday, we had the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. And then yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. And then there was another thing that happened 150 years ago. It's actually on October 3rd, 1863. It was the proclamation of Thanksgiving by Abraham Lincoln, and I'm going to read a few lines here from that to begin. These are the words that Abraham Lincoln wrote. "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come. Others have been added which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God." I wonder how that would fit in today's society. You know, probably a lot higher proportion would be habitually insensible. He goes on toward the end, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." It would sure be a treat, wouldn't it, if we got that kind of a proclamation from our president today. But sadly, just the opposite is what's going on. Americans celebrate the Thanksgiving Day they have ever since then on the fourth Thursday of November. Today has become a very busy travel season. It's actually the busiest travel season of the year. And families get together, and that's a good thing. But more and more, the focus is on what? Turkey Day rather than Thanksgiving. Football. We call it Thanksgiving. We don't call it Turkey. Well, yes, we do call it Turkey Day. Some people call it Turkey Day. It may sound be a cute phrase, but we must not let it distract us from our profound need to express our thanks to the Creator. I thought perhaps this would be an appropriate season to ponder on the difference between being thankful and giving thanks. Thanksgiving is more than just being thankful. The last line of the song was, "Give thanks to God." Giving thanks is what I want to focus on. Thank you are two words that are most important and appropriate in any language. He who does a good deed is often satisfied to hear thank you as his only reward. It goes a long way. Gratitude is the mother of all virtues. Gratitude, a grateful attitude, inspires other good things. It's hard to have a bad attitude when you're feeling grateful. Ingratitude is probably the most prevalent sin, especially in today's society. It seems easier to criticize than to complain. criticize than to compliment them, sorry. It's so easy to gripe, grumble, be grouchy. Now I can feel a real grouch in the morning. It's not hard for me to do that. It's just doing what comes naturally. Most people probably regard themselves as being properly thankful, just having a thankful attitude. But do you really give full thanks? Thankfulness must be expressed to others to be worth anything. If you don't express it, then it's all within yourself. Giving thanks is much better than being thankful. Giving thanks is good for both parties, the giver and the receiver. And God is in the business of building relationships. And giving thanks does that. Thankfulness, on the other hand, tends to be passive. Thanksgiving is active. Thanks is something that needs to be given away. The Bible has much to say about giving thanks. Interestingly, when it comes to being thankful, the Bible emphasizes being active. In the King James Version, the New King James Version, the word thankful appears only 3 times. And unthankful appears twice. However, thanksgiving occurs 31 times. And the phrase give thanks or give you thanks, referring to God, occurs 43 times. Psalms 107, if you want to turn there, is one of the give thanks chapters. Psalms 107. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. The point is, when people regard themselves as thankful, it is probably more accurate to say they are pleased or happy rather than thankful. For example, if anyone could say, I'm thankful I have a good job, and he simply means he's glad that he has a good job. It would be better to think of the many people throughout his life who helped prepare him for that job, helped make his good job possible. Even better would be for him to thank as many of those people as possible. Being glad can be self-centered. You know, we're always glad when we get the check in the mail and are able to pay our bills. Giving thanks, in contrast to self-centeredness, is oriented outwardly, expressing our gratitude toward others. We will be sure to make people happier. Let's turn over to 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2. And verse 1. Therefore, Paul writes, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now this can be a little bit hard, but it's true. Notice it said all men, for kings. Verse 2, and all who are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. It's getting harder and harder to be thankful for the leadership we have, isn't it? However, it does involve our well-being, and we have to admit, or I have to at least, I thought the wheels would have come off long ago already of this country. when the 2008 election happened, but here we are, 2013. Nobody's didn't have to go through any checkpoint coming to services. Unfortunately, a lot of it has to do with what God wants to happen too, but are we thankful for the freedoms that we still have as a result of how laws were written at the beginning, making it hard for a dictator to just move in and take over? We owe much to our forefathers and our statesmen. Are we thankful for just the mundane or routine things that we have, like picking up trash? Think of that. You know, what would happen if all of a sudden we wouldn't have trash removal? You know, we still have a sense of organization within our society, a stability. What about thanking the trash guy? I have to admit, many times I'm not even there when he comes around, but if he doesn't come around, I don't thank him. So, you know, there's always things you can improve on. The world would be a better place if there was more thank you and less criticism. If we thank our families, our co-workers, it's actually to our benefit because we create an environment that is less tense and a lot more uplifting. Life would be far less tense, and there would be more peace and productivity. We humans thrive and strive better in the warm sunshine of thanks. The Bible stresses the greatest thanks should be given or should go to God. In closing, let's go over to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Do we thank God for the beautiful day we have today, the gorgeous rainbow? Do we thank God for sustaining this earth? And we had the opportunity before the feast to tour Yellowstone, which the scientists say it's not a question of if, it's a question of when it will blow up. Personally, I believe the reason it hasn't is because there is a sustainer of the universe. Do we thank Him for that? And the many beautiful things we have right around here. We don't have to go to Yellowstone to see beautiful things. Just maybe concentrate a little bit on things around you. Meditate. And it's amazing the beauty that we have just right around here. Do we thank the One who created all that? We should be thankful for all that we've been given and express it. This is what Thanksgiving Day is supposed to be about. Expressing thanks. Remember to be thankful for your country and its blessings, but do we express it? Tell our family and friends how much we appreciate them and remember to give the greatest share of the credit and praise to the great benefactor, the creator and giver of all blessings. Let's make every day a day of thanksgiving. I'm going to try harder, and I hope you'll join me. Come on, you can say it.